Welcome after the coffee break. We now start again with a talk on trusted friend attack by Asha Javed. I hope I pronounce your name correctly, and you will introduce yourself, Philemon. Thanks.
Hello, and welcome to Trusted Friend Attack, Guardian Angel Strike. I hope now you guys are not sleeping after having a coffee. So this talk is about survey of fallback authentication methods of 50 popular social networking websites. Fallback authentication means if you lost your account, how to recover your account. So basically in this talk, we surveyed 50 social networking websites. They forgot their password functionality. And I will share our findings with you. It includes an attack on Facebook, and we call it trusted friend attack. So I start with Facebook. Graph is big, with 1 billion people, 240 billion photos, 1 trillion connections, and it's still changing. So this is an old figure. So with 1 billion people, Facebook has always been an attractive target for the attackers. Their goal, maybe to compromise some accounts, maybe to spread malware. But on the other hand, Facebook also takes security seriously. They have their bug bounty programs. You can participate in their bug bounty program. Submit a bug. If your bug is valid, Facebook will give you a bounty. So I have also earned some thousands of dollars from Facebook by participating in their bug bounty program. So who I am? I am a researcher in Ruhr University, Bochum, Germany. I am a student who is working towards his PhD, and my name has been listed in every Hall of Fame pages. It includes 9 times in Google Hall of Fame and twice in Facebook security pages. After this talk, some of you will wish for this feature, password reset unavailable. Before I tell you who can have this feature, I had a question. How many of you have Facebook accounts? So, good. Still, people love Facebook. So, you may be vulnerable to this attack, trusted friend attack. So that's why you will hope that I had this feature, password reset unavailable. But this feature is not for you and me. This feature is for Facebook security team or Mark Zuckerberg. We cannot use this feature. This research is not planned. It starts accidentally. I love Twitter. One day I saw this tweet. 100K emails and Facebook accounts hacked and exposed. So this tweet leads me to this paste on paste bin where 100K exposed Facebook accounts are available. I thought that I should check some of the accounts. Are they real or not? But at the same time, I am afraid also. That should I go ahead or should I not? But then I saw this picture. We can blame it on curiosity. After testing 3 to 4 accounts, at one random account, Facebook asked me, look at the dialog box. This is me. This is not me. My question, why is Facebook asking on somebody's account, this is me, this is not me? What would be your answer if you are an attacker? Okay, so I thought that now I should test some accounts. It's interesting. So first I show you a legitimate password recovery flow. You have an email address, but you forgot your password, and it happens often with so many websites. With so many passwords, you often forget your password. You go to facebook.com, you will then select forgot your password, then Facebook will ask you what way you want to have either email, phone, username, or full name. Suppose you give your email address, then Facebook will ask you that should we send a secret code to your email address or to your mobile number? You can choose either way. Suppose I select email, Facebook will send me an email, and here you see, this is a secret code to recover my account. It's a 6-digit secret code Facebook sends on my email address. Then I will input the email address in the respective dialog box. And then Facebook will ask me to please enter your new password. This is their forgot. This is their password policy. It should not contain name, blah, blah. So, and after that, welcome. All is well. So you have lost your password, and now you have recovered your account. Then you will receive an informative email from Facebook that your password has been recently reset using operating system Windows, having a browser, Opera, and this is the estimated location. That's good. You got an informative email. But what if you lost or forgot both email address and password? My question, how often it happens? Does it happen to anybody that he forgot his password? You won, okay, good. So Facebook had a solution named Trusted Friends. In case you lost your email, lost your password, then you can recover your account on Facebook by using this feature, Trusted Friends. Trusted Friend feature is based on social authentication. 1 month ago at Hack in the Box, there was a keynote talk by head of Facebook security team. The talk title was Bringing Social to Security. Yeah, bringing social to security is good. For example, Facebook has a bug bounty program. People all around the world participate, and it at the end of day, it helps Facebook in getting more secure. Yeah, bringing social to security is good, but social authentication is harder. I would recommend you that if you have time, please read this paper by Ross Anderson, Social Authentication Harder Than It Looks. My slides are available online. Right now, I am using an online version. Just Google Trusted Friend Attack, you will find the slides. So every link is given there. So what is Trusted Friend feature? It was introduced in October 2011, where if you lost your email or password, then you say to Facebook, these are the three friends that can help me in recovering my account. According to Facebook, it is sort of similar to giving a house key to your friends when you go on vacation. Pick the friends you most trust in case you need their help. I will show you the key is going to be selected by attacker. Imagine if that key, you are selecting the key and you are giving the key to three friends. But what happened if attacker will select three friends? We will see. According to ReadWrite, it's who wants to be a millionaire concept, except it's not a one-time deal. According to Facebook, they are also, they call it guardian angels, because these are the three guys that help you in recovering your account. So Facebook call them guardian angels. That's why the talk title, Trusted Friend Attack, Guardian Angel Strike. If you lose access to your account, a code can be sent to your friends in order to get back to your account. Actually, how this feature works? Recover your account through friends. Step one, choose three friends. Step two, call your friends to get the code and then recover your account. When you start this Trusted Friend feature, Facebook shows you three lists. And Facebook populates the list with 100 entries in case of list one. List one has 100 entries. For example, you have 250 friends. These 250 friends are not part of this list one. List one only contains 100 most trusted friends according to some unknown algorithm by Facebook. List two, when you select first friend from the first list, list two will be shortened. It has around 75 or 50 entries. Then list three, again shortened, it has around 25 entries. So you select from different three lists, three friends. And then you can review friends so that you can send code, or either you can again reselect friends. So here is the dialog box that you will get after sending codes to your friends. And this is how a friend Facebook looks like. The selected friend got a notification from Facebook that dash means someone needs your help to access your account. And when your friend will click on this link, Facebook will show this 4-digit secret code. You will call the friend, ask, please give me 4-digit code. You have 3 different codes, and then you can gain access to your account. Then You got another informative email. If someone has started a recovery via a trusted friend, Facebook sends an email. Please remember this dialog box. And please keep in mind the point one. Call the friends you selected to receive your security codes. And there is a list of friends that you have selected. When I was researching on this feature and on this topic, I found this post very interesting by Graham Clole. 600,000 compromised accounts log in every day. It means that there are fake accounts, the compromised accounts also log in on Facebook. And this was the motivational post that I found again by Graham Clole. He raised three very important points. First, what if your trusted friend become untrustworthy? What will happen? Second, a friend on Facebook is a friend on real life. What is the difference? So, third point. For example, a bad guy has taken over your account. Can he change your trusted friends? So these are the three very important points. I would recommend you that please read this post. You may have a question, where is the problem? This is a feature. Okay, this is our threat model. Attacker is on victim's friend list. And look at the capabilities of attacker. Our attacker can be a kid in that case. He can simply create new email addresses that are required to compromise an account. And attacker can only use forget your password feature. Email address must be new. It makes sense. If you want to compromise an account, you have to create a new email address. Otherwise, you will get these error messages. An account recovery was already initiated, or the email address entered is associated with somebody's account. Facebook friend versus real life friend. 15 million Facebook accounts are fake. And 50% of the people accept friendship requests from strangers. This is very cool. I am a researcher. When I read this blog post by McAfee, I thought, why not? I should do a small study. So I did a small fun study. I created three fake accounts and sent out friendship requests to 20 random friends of mine on Facebook. After some time, I realized that 8 out of 20 have accepted all friendship requests. Why? These are fake accounts, but people are accepting requests. So it means that this study sounds true. According to this blog post by Wolfram Alpha, on average, a Facebook user has 342 friends. Do you have 342 friends in real life? This pretty much summarizes everything about real life friends and Facebook friends. A sort of funeral is going on. Two people are sitting, and a couple is discussing that the guy has 2,000 Facebook friends. I am expecting a bigger turnaround, but the turnaround is only two. So this says everything about Facebook and real life friends. So trusted friend attack. If I am an attacker and I want to go for trusted friend attack, I will only use a username. I don't need your full name. I don't need your email address. I will simply start with a username. And for your information, username is a public information. Everyone who has a Facebook account has a URL. And the last part, in my case, it is asher.javed. It's my username. I will go to forget your password, and we'll sit on step three. This is very important. Look at this link. No longer have access to these. If I will click on this link, what happened? Wow, this happens. Facebook sometimes open a dialog box and start asking, how can we reach you? Give me a new email address. How awesome are they? My question, these are still an open research questions. These are still open problems. How can Facebook bind this new email address or phone number to the legitimate user's email address or phone? Or how can Facebook differentiate that the account recovery is started by a legitimate user or by an attacker? There is no way. Why they are asking If you are an attacker and you started a recovery, and they start asking, give me a new email address. Simply create a new email address and give it in this representative dialog box. Here you have, Facebook has exposed secret selected security question of the victim. When attacker will give a new email address, here it is. Attacker will get this thing. What street did you live when you was 8 years old? You will find the answer on the profile. I will show you. Why is Facebook exposing the one selected security question? So basically, Facebook is providing an option to the attacker that either he can answer a security question or either he can choose three friends. But keep in mind, who is selecting three friends? Attacker. So it has, trusted friend attack has two variations or two forms. One involves one attacker, where an attacker will simply answer a security question. The other involves three friends. For example, attackers say that I will go for a trusted friend path. So according to our research or according to our observation, attacker has the following choices. First, do selection of friends in a normal manner, even without post data manipulation. What is post data manipulation? I will show you in the next slide. It works 100%. Try to send codes to his control accounts that are not on victim friend list. It does not work, unfortunately. You have to be on the victim's friend list. Try to send codes to an attacker control account that are on the victim friend list, but not in the presented three list. A list has 100 entries. It works 50%, because when I was doing a study, it works one time and it does not work other time. So these are the different variations. The last one is the evil variation. I thought I am selecting three friends. Why not I should receive all three codes? So this is a sort of evil idea, but it does not work. So this is how attacker can manipulate the post data. When you select one friend, the post request has this format: LST, profile chooser item, and checkable items. Profile chooser item and checkable items are basically Facebook IDs. Facebook username is a public information, but user ID is not a public information in some cases. But for the attacker, we need user IDs in order to proceed. But question, how to get the user ID? Facebook has the answer. Facebook has this API named Graph API Explorer. Simply look at this request. If you simply write a victim username and hit enter, you will get an ID. So Facebook will give you the ID. So it's very easy. Evil idea, I thought that I should send all codes to me. So look at the UI. Now the UI has been changed. Normal UI has three different friends, but here I am the only one. But it does not work. Evil idea does not work. Facebook correctly says the link you clicked is invalid or expired. So I show you some interesting thing now. If, as an attacker, I manipulate this URL. This is the URL, this is the final URL, Guardian 0, Guardian 1, Guardian 2. And here, in all cases, my user ID is there. If I, as an attacker, do this, what happened? Victim will receive an email. Look at the contents of email. Again, see point one. Call the friends you selected to receive your security codes. Where is the name of friends? Victim gone mad. Victim will receive an email from Facebook that you have selected three friends, but there are no name of friends. In original email, there are name of friends. So victim has a wonderful time after receiving this email. So I initially thought that I can combine post data manipulation with the URL, but it does not work. This is very interesting. Chain trusted friend attack. For example, you as an attacker is able to compromise one account, then you can use that account in order to compromise other account. And we call it chain trusted friend attack. Now the funny part. Facebook default and fixed security question set. Facebook has six security questions. What was the last name of your first grade teacher, in which city or town your mother was born, last name of your third grade teacher, your grandmother's occupation, your grandfather's occupation. So if you'll go to your account setting and security question, now you cannot see this dialog box because this dialog box is gone. I was able to capture the screenshot. These are the six questions, believe me. So Now I will show you a video. But the takeaway from this video is these two points. Please remember these two points. Your entire life is online and it might be used against you. How? Let's see.
Dag Fien. Ik zie een school tegen Antwerpen.
Ja?
Insecten.
Dat lief.
Ik voel twee insecten op je rug. Kan dat?
Ja, vlinders.
Slovenië?
Zo, hè.
Eén moto, oranje.
Pas erop.
Zenit?
Oui, oui, bien.
Je hebt een vriendin, Julie de...
Ja.
Een boeiend liefdesleven. Drie, vier zelfs.
De vierde, daar zwijg ik meestal over, dus dat weten niet veel mensen.
Hoe is mijn spierscheur? Maison rouge, balcon, blanc. Ja. Ik zie geld, ik zie transacties. Maar kent je rekeningnummer van buiten? Ik denk dat ik het wel weet. Je staat wel negatief op je bankrekening.
Ja?
9-7. Last month, you spent 200 euros on alcohol. Vorige maand, 300 euro aan kleding gespendeerd. 8.
Ja.
5. Voor een huis dat van eigenaar gaat veranderen. 795.000 euro.
Ja, eigenlijk.
41.
Ja.
Is dat juist?
Ja, dat is juist. God.
So this is Facebook. So they are getting every information from Facebook. So people love to be social. People love to place every information online. So for an attacker, in order to give answer to a security question, it should not be a problem. According to Bob Lord is a head of Twitter security team. One day he tweeted this thing. Birthday parties are a great time to ask your friends about their pet, about their car. People will tell you. So, according to us or according to me, in case of social networks, answer can be found on public profile. You can directly ask via routine chat. I did it. One day I was chatting with my friend, just a routine chat, and I asked an answer, and he gave me the answer. So simply make a quiz, people will actively participate, your friend will participate in the quiz and give you an answer. In case of family member or very close friends, you already know the answer. So this is a very bad security practice Facebook has. Can I update my security question? No, unfortunately no. And this is very bad. You cannot update your security question. Imagine you have given a weak answer, and after giving an answer, after 5 minutes, you realize, oh, this is the answer everyone knows. Now you said, I'm going to change the answer. But unfortunately, you cannot do that. It's a very bad practice. So some sort of inconsistency. Now, this is the more funnier part. What is your reaction? If you have to give an answer to a security question, that is not even a part of Facebook default question list. Imagine you are an attacker or you are a user and you started a recovery and Facebook present you a security question that is not part of their list. This was my reaction. Look at the question. What is the first name of the first boy or the girl you kissed? This question is not part of Facebook default list, but Facebook is presenting this question. Imagine a victim has never selected this question and Facebook will present this question. What would be his reaction? So it's a sort of inconsistency. What was the name of your first pet? This is not part of Facebook default question list, but Facebook is presenting this question. Last month, I had a 5-hour meeting with the Facebook security team at Hack in the Box, and I asked these questions to them. According to their security team, they said that these are the deprecated questions that once upon a time we used, but they keep coming. But in one case, I asked my friend, when I started a recovery, I got this question. And I personally asked him, have you ever selected this question? He was laughing because he never selected this question. So it's a sort of inconsistency. The question, how can a legitimate user give an answer to a security question that he has never set? But I know the answer that works sometime. You have a username, Asher.Javed, simply took the first letter and the second complete name, means 8Javed. Sometime it works. I don't know why. I did an empirical study. So I tested real 250 accounts of my friends. I manually started a forgot your password recovery of my 250 friends. Now they are 250 friends. In 181 cases, Facebook does not allow us or allow me to proceed. It means no security question exposed, no option of trusted friend. Very good. I wish this option should be on 250 cases. But in 69 cases, Facebook allow us or allow an attacker to give a new email address. And once that email address has been given, either victim's security question exposed or Facebook will give you an option to choose 3 friends. In 181 cases, I got this dialog box. You are trying to get access to your email. If, as an attacker, I click, no, I cannot access my email, Facebook will correctly say, look at the message. We are sorry. You are having trouble recovering your email address. Unfortunately, this means we cannot verify you. Yeah, this is fine. But in 69 cases, I had this option. Either as an attacker, I can simply give an answer to a security question, or either I will simply choose 3 friends of my choice, of attacker's choice. So I was able to compromise 11 real accounts using this attack. 8 by answering security question and 3 by using trusted friend. I think it would be enough for proof of concept. If I had more motivation, I can compromise more. Some interesting observations. Again, this is a very bad security practice, a very bad thing. On Facebook, anybody can send anyone a password reset request. Why? But you can send it. Just go and try. But at the same time, you can DOS, denial of service victim. How? If you start a recovery and send a password secret code to somebody's account, because we are not assuming that attacker is able to compromise an email account, attacker can only use forget your password feature. So check your, when you have this dialog box where you have to enter 6-digit code, but attacker does not have a code, what attacker can do? He can simply write 20 to 30 times wrong code. This is what this attacker can do. Then victim, if at the same time victim want to have this feature, he will get a message. You have tried entering too many codes. And at the same time, this is very bad stuff. Your password could not be reset. Means as an attacker, you can DOS victim. His password cannot be reset for at least 24 hours. Because I was doing a study on real accounts without the consent of users, without the consent of my friends. So I am getting live feedback. So one of my friends posted on his wall, finally got my Facebook account back. Even though I never hacked his account, I simply DOSed his account. And in case of confusion, he is trying to reset password, though he can use the original password. But he has to wait 24 hours. And that's why he posted this message. Another type of DOS. If, as an attacker, you are able to start recovery via trusted friend feature, and at the same time, victim needs this feature, he will get this error message. An account recovery has already been initiated. It means attacker can DOS victim by using trusted friend feature. Facebook has security measures. And how legitimate users react, and how attacker can bypass these measures. This is, look at the picture. This is how common users use Facebook. Just read the caption on the picture. Click picture, right jump, see what happens. Someone has posted this on Facebook. And look at the comments, 14,021. It means 14,000 users follow these instructions. They have right, click picture, right jump, why? Nothing will happen, but people are doing this. So this is how a common user use Facebook. Look at the comments, 14,000 means 14,000 users have typed in the comment section, click picture, right, why? So this is how a common user use Facebook. Facebook has security measure, but security measures are meant to be for the common people. But this is what common people are doing. So first security measure Facebook has. Facebook will alert a victim via an email or SMS. As soon as attacker starts recovery, Facebook immediately sends an email. Good. It's a security measure. But again, keep in mind that Facebook will send this email to a common user. And this is the reaction that I am getting from my friends when I was doing a study. What my friends are doing, they are posting these stuff. One of my friends posted, this email looks a scam. I am trying to reset his password. He got an email, but he is not acting on that email. He is posting that the email is spam because he never initiated the recovery. I, as an attacker, has started the recovery. Another friend has posted, I even got one SMS from Facebook on my mobile with a link which I just ignored. Why? Because they are the common people. They will simply ignore you. They will give attacker a chance to gain access to an account. One of my friends posted, I just rushed to my laptop. Another funny reaction I got, one of my friends has posted on his wall, I do not need to change my password. Please don't participate in this activity. So, second security measure. Sometime, if as an attacker you are trying to gain access to somebody's account, your account becomes locked. Facebook locked your account for 24 hours. What happens if I, as an attacker, will click on continue? Because attacker will get this window, account has been locked. Another story begins. There is a complete different story. If so, attacker will click on continue button. First step, someone may have accessed your account. Continue. Please confirm your identity. Here, answer your security question. Imagine attacker has already answered the question and Facebook has locked. But now again, Facebook is asking the same question. I will give the answer again. So continue. Please confirm your identity. I had the answer of this question. I can set a new password. This fifth dialog box is very important. The first one is the legitimate user's email address. The second one is mine or the attacker's address. I call it a test password new. And I can add this email address inside the victim's account. I will show you how. Are you sure this email is secure? Review changes. Account unlocked, now you can log in. So Facebook will unlock my account if account has been locked, and you can again gain access. On every user, if you will go to account setting, you had your main email address and your secondary email address in your account setting. But now remember this fifth step. Attacker is able to add his email address to victim's account. What happened? This will happen. Even though I was unable to compromise the account fully, but I was able to add attacker's address to victim's account, and this is what I am getting. I am attacker. This is what I am getting on my email address. Every Facebook update, so this is effectively equal to having an account. So attacker can receive everything what victim is doing. So the last and the most difficult part that attacker has to cross is a 24-hour lockout period. But as I have shown you, that normal users don't care about these emails. They simply ignore these emails. For a moment, we forgot that victim is not reacting. What happened? For an attacker, please come back in 23 hours because it's a 24-hour lockout period. 23 hours, 50 minutes. Please come back in 5 hours. Please come back in 1 hour. Please come back in 4 minutes. And the game is over for victim. You can gain access to victim's account. Another email, once you are able to gain access to victim's account, attacker will receive an email as a reminder that your account is now unlocked. And in that email, here down below, the real address of the victim has been exposed. So attacker can later use it for spam. So some ethical considerations. So it's a boring part. So I have reported this and their reply. So you can simply look at my slides. Now, this is important. What about other 49 social networks? This is the story about Facebook. But what about other 49 social networks? This is the real funny part. Twitter. I love Twitter. 200 million active users, Alexa rank one. But again, bad stuff. Anybody can send anybody a password reset request. Why? Just by with the help of Twitter username, which is the public information. I tried this, and one of my friends, he's now Dr. John Willander, he tweeted about that. I just got a password reset request from email from Twitter. The problem is I do not request one because I did this. So anybody can send anybody a password reset request. I reported this to Twitter, and Randy is basically from Twitter security team. And according to them, it is an acceptable risk that anybody can send anybody a password reset request. But now, this is a good thing. But now if you will go to Twitter security and privacy setting, you will see this dialogue, you will see this option. Password reset require personal information. Please go and check this box so that attacker cannot send you a password reset request but just by using username. So how many of you have read this story by Matt Honans? He's a very popular journalist from Weird. Last year, his whole digital life has been destroyed by an attacker by using a flaw in Amazon and Apple. So I got inspiration from this story. And now we realize that in all social networks, they have support teams. What is the purpose of support team? Their purpose is to advise, is to help customers. But they have another job also. You can also use them to compromise an account. I show you how. Our methodology. In all 49 social networks, user1@blackgen.net, this is the email address we have registered on all 49 social networks. And gymandmediaop.de, this is the attacker's address. This has not been registered on any social network. Only this address has been registered. And our goal to use forgot your password feature and to compromise this account with the help of this account. Imagine, this is not a registered email on any social network. The registered email is this one. Now see, Academia is a very popular social network. Can someone read this number? I am very poor in math. So it's a growing community with millions of researchers. So, and here, see, connect with Facebook. If you are able to compromise an account on Facebook, you can log in to an Academia account also. So Academia is a very popular social network where researchers and students share their research. Look at our email. We are sending email with the help by, who is a sender? Sender is an attacker, Jim. This is not a registered. And what we are saying, my email, which is victim's email, were hacked, and my Academia password were reset. Please help us. This is their reply. They are asking, Academia support team is asking for an attacker, asking, which email would you like? Wow, you are an attacker and they are asking which email you would like. So, here it is. I said, of course, I like an attacker. So this is the final answer from Academia. I have changed your email on your account to this one. It means account has been compromised. They have simply switched the email address, and now I can recover my password using an attacker's address. This is what academia support team is doing. Freizeitfreunde, another German social networks, a popular one. This is our email to them. It is in German, and I hope so. Most of you can easily read this thing. Again, sender is an attacker, and our target is the victim. We have written that, please help us, our account has been hacked. This is their reply. They have simply... So they have simply set a new password. Another email, another social network, Localisten. So we have filed a ticket. They have a ticketing system and said, again, who is the sender? Sender is the attacker. And we are saying that, please help us, our account has been locked and blah, blah, blah. Then when we have filed a ticket, we got this answer from them. And in this answer, they are asking us as an attacker that give us where you live, your location, your date of birth. Also, their support team is asking date of birth in this ticket. But now look at our reply. This is our reply to that ticket. My name is this one, and my old email address is this one, new email, and I simply live in Berlin. Though I live in Bochum, I simply live in Berlin. But we are not giving them date of birth. In their ticket, they have asked us to give a date of birth. But in our reply, you will see no date of birth. Without checking. So you can read it. It is in German. So Meetup, another popular social networking website. This guy is so funny. Look at read the second paragraph. I have gone ahead and blocked the account. It means anybody can block any account. You are an attacker, say my email at this email address has been hacked, they will block the victim's account. Cool. GetGlue, another popular social networking for TV fans. Again, see, sign up with Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can do a lot more. So this is what we have written. So, temp. Look at the answer. We have temporarily set your password to temp. So, good. So, Delicious. Another popular social networking website. It's a very popular one. Their response. They have switched the email address from victims to an attacker control. And look at the wording. Not a problem. So this is not a problem for their team to switching the email address from a victim to a... So during our survey, we found that out of 50 social networks, 26 are using Facebook as a single sign-on provider. It means if you are able to gain access to a Facebook account, you can log in on 26 different social networks. Some implication of Facebook. 1 million websites have integrated Facebook single sign-on. You can control email account, Yahoo. Yahoo allows you to log in via Facebook. You can go for shopping on Etsy. You can create havoc. I will show you an example of havoc, how you can create havoc. 79% of the media outlets are using Facebook. 60 million users Facebook Connect. So Facebook account has a worth. So we are acting ethically. It means when I was able to compromise an account, I never read messages, I never do any update, I never delete anything. But keeping in mind, attacker will not care of this. If attacker will post something on your behalf after having your account, so these are the real stories. Teen in jail for months over sarcastic Facebook threat. Means Facebook causing divorce numbers skyrocket. So these are the real havoc examples. These are the implications if attacker is able to compromise your account. So some guidelines for user, and I hope most of you will not follow, because you will not follow. This is how common users work. Do not ignore email. don't place too much information. Why you are placing so much information online. Do not accept friendship request, but you will accept friendship request. Some guidelines for Facebook. You should train their support team. Facebook should raise the bar as far as the communication with security researcher is concerned. And Facebook sent too many emails, so it's again a bad stuff. People start believing that this is a spam. Facebook has another system, another option, where you can upload a photo ID. I would recommend that this is a better stuff. If you are able to if you lost your email or lost your password, then maybe one can use this feature. And Facebook should make this feature popular. I hope they have an idea, and I show you a short demo how this works. So, this is my account. I start with a username. I simply copy the username. I will go to forget your password, simply copy the user, which is the public information, go to search. Yeah, I can select, I have two accounts. So this is my account, for example. And then when I will click no longer have access, so here you see, Facebook has opened a dialog box where they're asking a new email address. I have created a new email address on Hotmail, and I will simply copy the email address, and the address is passwordtestingaj@outlook.de. Simply copy the address here. And continue. Here it is. My secret security question has been exposed. So now attacker can simply answer or simply choose three friends of his choice. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, do we have questions from the audience? No questions. Your Facebook accounts are safe. Okay.
Thank you.
You're around, so thanks. There is still a chance to reach you, and thanks for the talk.